Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, April 22nd. Happy Earth Day to everybody. Overnight, the grains, May corn was up a quarter cent at 433 and three quarters. May wheat up 9 1/4 cents at 559 and a half. And May beans down 4 1/4 cents at 1146 and a quarter. The wheat was strung overnight as the Russian weather in southern Russia remains pretty dry. We also had a few little spots of frost out here, so that boosted prices, but it didn't look nearly as bad as what they had been talking about. We may also be stronger on the fact that the House passed the Ukrainian aid bill, which is going to give Ukraine a lot more ammo to fight the Russians out here. That could lead to more problems, so maybe a little bit of premium put in there. The weather over the weekend was pretty good for planting. I don't think farmers will have too much trouble getting the crop in the ground. It's going to get rainier in the next 6 to 10 days, but warmer. Same thing for the 11 to 15, some rain, but warmer. But farmers do a good job of dodging these raindrops to get the crops in the ground. I don't see any real problems out here. Looking at the week ahead, we've got export inspections at 10 o'clock. They should be fairly minimal on wheat and beans, maybe okay on the corn. We've got the crop progress tonight. Again, I think crop progress will show pretty good planting activity this last week. We had a lot of good opportunities to get out in the fields, so I don't see that as a major problem out here. We'll have weekly exports on Thursday. Aside from that, I think we're really kind of waiting for first notice day a week from Tuesday to see what the farmers are going to do with these May contracts. But overall, we'll see if the wheat's enough to keep everything else strong here. The market just opened. The wheat's on its highs. It's up 13 cents right now. Corn's up 2. Beans have rebounded a little bit. They're down 2 cents. Dow Jones is 175 higher. But silver is down $1.53 an ounce. Gold's down 63 an ounce. Crude oil is down $1.04 an ounce. The bean oil is strong. It's up 40 ticks despite the crude oil, but the meal is down 340. Really surprised that the wheat is as strong as it is. I really didn't see that much damage out there, but maybe there's other factors in play here. The funds are still, heavily short corn. They're short 266 corn, 90,000 wheat, 138 beans. We now have them about even in the meal and short 52,000 oil, which was a big increase from what the market had guessed that they were. So that's really about it. Hopefully we'll see a strong finish here today. I'd like to see the week close over the 50-day moving average. That would certainly be helpful, maybe to force some of these funds out of their short positions. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.